guys, what's up? And welcome to episode 3 of season 2 of Rush Hour Sports. And last time we updated, it was right after most of the free agency finished up. And since then, the Astros and the Red Sox the Astros were facing punishments. They're already in play, so
the Astros manager AJ Hinch got suspended for a year, same with
the manager and the general manager got fired by the owner. And basically, the Astros also lost their first round picks for the next 2 years. So those will probably be awarded to, well, not probably, but they might be awarded to the Dodgers. That's just what I'm speculating since they took the championship away from them. But the Red Sox punishments are supposed to be even worse. So bad. Well, one, they haven't even released them yet, and also the owner fired Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox. So personally, just me, I do not think that the Astros punishments were as harsh as they should have and could have been. I don't know, it's just for cheating against a team in the World Series, it's just a bit odd that they didn't get it taken away, maybe. And also, Carlos Beltran, number one, Alex Cora was also the assistant manager. Well, he was one of the coaches on the Astros in 2017 when they were cheating. And then he was the Red Sox coach in 2018 when they were cheating. And Carlos Beltran was on the Astros, and some people say that he might have had something to do with that. So, basically, well, they didn't call it him being fired, but I bet you they came to him with the thing where they were letting him go. And they said, but you can pretend like you're stepping down. Because there's no way he would have stepped down after not even managing for one game. And so, I forget what his name is. How do I forget this? His name is Rojas. I don't remember his first name. But yeah, so Rojas is now their new manager. And also, Arenado trade talks are, they're there, but I don't think they're going to do anything. He got mad at the Rockies, but then apologized later. The Twins signed Josh Donaldson. The Braves signed the man who destroyed their season, Marcell Ozuna. What else is in the news? Well, Derek Jeter missed being unanimous by one vote. I kind of agree with that, because if Griffey wasn't unanimous, I don't think he should be. Because Griffey is one of the best players of all time, where Jeter is... Yes, he's... Okay, I'd say Ken Griffey Jr., maybe top 10 players of all time. I'd say Jeter, top 25. It's like, I don't know, there's a difference. Mariano Rivera, like, he deserved having the unanimous that he did. And, yeah, and Larry Walker, in his final season on the ballot, got into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, and, the Dodgers signed Alex Wood to a one-year contract, which I'm happy about, certainly, since in 2017 he did such a great job for us when we needed him. And, this is what, Jeter and Larry Walker, well, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker had to say about them both being inducted at a Hall of Fame news conference in Cooperstown.
This is way better than that SpongeBob shirt I wore yesterday, I think, huh?
No, it's really not.
You offered me $50 for it.
Raul Ramos from Colabase Llenas. While you guys were playing...
You didn't catch the Spanish, man.
I thought it was French.
See, that's a true Hall of Famer. So you didn't even have to play the game to make it to Hall of Fame. You don't even play baseball growing up. Getting sent down was all Mariano's fault. Yeah. It's true, yeah. Mariano was a starter at the time, and he wasn't a very good starter, and he had a bad game, and they sent us both down on the same day. So I thank Mariano for the only time getting demoted in my professional baseball career. You guys laugh now, but we were crying. My dad mentioned to me that he's responsible for all the talent that I've ever had. He also mentioned that he was a much better shortstop than I was. It's an honor for me to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care where they put me. They can put me in the restroom if they want to. But to be next to Mo is quite a thrill.
He plays well beyond.
Okay, yeah. That was what Jeter and Larry Walker had to say. I thought it was there was pretty good statements there on both sides. Jeter talked a bit more because, you already know that, but, also, I'm going to be, during the playoffs, and next season of the NFL. I'm going to be updating you on that now. Well, next season, I'm going to be updating you on that. Instead of just the baseball, I'll also be updating you on basketball and, yeah. Sorry we haven't been being consistent. I was just wanting to wait till any more big news happened, because, like, I don't know, it's just, I don't feel like there's that much of a need to make a video about it when there's not that much to talk about. I don't know. Okay, yeah, well, that's gonna basically sum it up for this episode. Hope you guys liked it, and we'll see you next time. Bye.